We're talking with Dr. Tom Kuhn, Dean of Agriculture, of course, Oklahoma State University. And Dean, you're here in Chickasha, and an interesting announcement made by OSU in cooperation with the city of Chickasha and a lot of other partners in trying to look at ways to reuse water from the city.
You bet, Ron. Well, you know, we know that we're going to have water challenges in the future. We've had them in the past. We're having them recently. We'll have them in the future. And, you know, one of the things that we're blessed with here is a variety of field stations where we can conduct research so that we can better prepare to help growers when that next drought comes around. And so what we're doing here at Chickasha is working in partnership with the city of Chickasha. We're going to take their treated wastewater effluent and use that as water for irrigation. Now, you know, you might think about it, in a way, we're already doing that because the treated effluent goes into the Washita River. Anyone downstream who uses the Washita River is reusing that water. We're just going to intervene a little more directly, take it right from the wastewater treatment plant after it's been treated, and bring it out and use it in both a center pivot irrigation system and a lateral system, so we can look at different ways of using that water, study, does it have an effect on soil quality, does it have any effect on crop production, you know, those kinds of things, so that we're ready with information next time around when we've got drought. If a grower wants to work with a municipality, use some of that treated wastewater for their irrigation, we want to have the answers for them when they come to us and say, what's this going to do to my soil? What kind of thing should I be looking for in dealing with the city and so on?
So, you know, the idea here is clearly to find new ways to utilize a resource that we do already have in place.
That's right. That's right. We've got the research facility. We've got the water. We're just going to put them together and learn by using it and you know, going through a very careful scientific process to evaluate how we can best use this water. But our water is limited. We've got to make the best use of it we can, and this is one of the ways we'll do that.
I guess you know, you're working with several partners here and really across several different disciplines even to come up with the ideas and the information that you're trying to then, I guess, deliver to those farmers, right?
That's right. Well, it starts with the vision, and the vision goes back to Senator Ron Justice and other community leaders here in Chickasha who saw an opportunity at this way back in 2007. And then as senator, he has been a key advocate for us in the legislature to help us get funded for this. But then we're working with the city of Chickasha. We're working with the Department of Environmental Quality. We're working with the Department of Transportation because our project actually involves boring underneath Interstate 44 to bring the pipeline through that will carry the water out to our fields. So we're working with a lot of different jurisdictions. The Department of Ag, Food and Forestry, of course, has been a big partner with us in this as well. So it's really you know, one of those kinds of partnerships that we rely on to help us do our work and to serve the people of Oklahoma.
No, when you first came, we talked about that you really had a desire to see us, you know, get very, very heavily involved at OSU in water research and ways to help producers with their water concerns and needs.
That's right. We're not going to make more water, but we got to figure out how to use it as best as we can. And the beauty of Oklahoma, of course, is the wide range from 50 inches per year in Idabel to 15 inches a year in Goodwell. You know, and in between, we've got such a range of conditions that of water availability and timing and so on. So we're really, from a scientist's perspective, this is perfect because we've got such a range of conditions we can study all throughout that gradient.